the member meeting of the Kira Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. The first thing on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next item is approval of the minutes. Let's go ahead and take a minute to look at the minutes. Are there any recommended changes?
Move to accept.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, next item is public comments. I think we have one person who wants to talk, but we actually have that on the agenda as new business. Okay, so we'll get to that. Any other further public comments? No? Hearing none, we'll go to the next item, which is old business. First item on under old business is vacation rentals, data collection follow-up. Joe, are you going to do any data collection follow-up on that?
Chief will report back in first of November.
All right, I love that follow-up. Okay. Is there any further discussion on vacation rentals right now? Is there a motion to... how do we do that? Do we want to table it? Do we want to table it or just keep it writing on the calendar agenda?
Well, you're not going to have anything to say
until December, so...
Yeah, until November.
All right, so you just want to make a motion to table it until December? Is that what you want to talk about? Okay. I'll make that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Duplexes, parking space issue follow-up. That's John's and Alan's, I think.
yeah, we didn't... hasn't been a whole lot of time do anything with it just now, right now, so I'm going to make a motion to table until next month.
Okay. There's a motion to table that item. Is there a second for tabling the duplex parking space issues until next month?
Second.
Okay, it's been second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Next item is fences. Discussion regarding height and location follow-up. You know, maybe we should spend a little bit of time talking about this. I just got a quick comment. I've done a lot of thinking. This is, to remind everybody, this is kind of a discussion about whether to go to a 5 feet limit on the property line versus our existing 4 foot limit. Personally, I'm against that. You know, one of the reasons that I came to Kira Beach, obviously, is I think that the 5 foot limit in places kind of create a fortress type of mentality, and one of the reasons I came here is because I like the idea of having lower fence lines. I think it adds to property value. Almost every kind of nicer community does have a limit on fences, at least on the property line and so forth. So, I mean, that's just my opinion. So, any other points? Is there a motion to table this item, or what do you want to do with this item? Just let it die? Right, we'll talk about it some more.
Well, we're only talking about the bag up front.
Yes. Okay, I don't hear any more discussion on this. So, I'm not in favor of it, so I'll make a motion that we let it, we just don't carry forward. Is there a second to that motion?
Awesome.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? This is going fast tonight. New business, we do have a request for a text amendment, section 19-320, control the setbacks. This is one that we've been given. One is a proposal for the change in the text amendment, and then we do have a neighbor that wants to talk about that in objection. So I'm not sure, do we have, John, you want to talk about the...
Sure. You have the application for the text amendment in front of you here. The property owner, has changed the ordinance to what he would like it to read. Does everybody have that in front of them?
I've got that.
It should say existing text.
Oh.
As opposed to text. Do you have a copy of this?
I do not.
I'm sorry, Fred.
That's all right.
So right now, section 19-320 currently reads that any structure requiring a building permit should not be permitted in the setback area with the exception of the following items. A fence and beach walkovers. What this text amendment is requesting is that we add subsection 3 that reads standalone HVAC condensing units, standby generators, rainwater catchment vessels would be allowed within that setback area as long as they don't exceed 18 inches into the setback area. I wrote a staff recommendation to this on August 12th. Y'all should have a copy of that also.
This is your letter?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're making a staff recommendation.
So, this is a common ordinance section that I'm enforcing. I have issues all the time with new houses being built. HVAC units are placed in the setback area, so are propane tanks. Larger gates, Arbor-style things, you know, entrances into yards, things of that nature, and every one of them I ask them to remove. There's a lot that I don't catch when people are updating their HVAC systems. They're putting in standby generators. They're doing redoing their landscaping, things of that nature. So, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with the ordinance that we have in place now. But we do have small lots in Curie Beach. And people like to maximize their property by building just as large as they possibly can. And a lot of times, the placement of the HVAC units are afterthought. You know, they're looking for a place to put those after they finished the main construction, so they're struggling to put them in other spaces. And that's why I have the violations that I do have at the time of construction. So if this were accepted, I believe it would grant some relief to property owners and allow them some, you know, wiggle room to put these types of things in. But like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with the ordinance now anyway, but that's just my personal opinion.
And just to be clear, this proposed text change was proposed by a property owner, a specific property owner, right?
It is proposed by there's a property that I am having an enforcement issue with. His son-in-law has proposed this text amendment.
And neither one's over here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Before we discuss this, I believe that Fred is here, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think we all received your letter, but you know, feel free. Would you come up there, just for the record, you know, name, address, and all that sort of thing?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Fred Yelverton. I'm the adjacent property owner at 521 Anchor Way, which orders 517, I think, is the address. I'm not going to reiterate my letter. You've read it in the interest of time. I would just like to go on record. I already have, but I would just like to make a comment that I did want to show up and express my objection. It's unfortunate that it had to come to this. I want you folks to know that I tried to work it out with Mr. Devereaux starting with the HVAC units. He was fully aware of the ordinance. I'm convinced of that. I saw them when they were in construction. The HVAC units were put in the setback. I measured it. It wasn't much. It was maybe 6 or 10 inches. But when it was inspection time, their HVAC guys, I saw them move it up next to the house. They shoved them right next to the house. The CO was granted, and then they were moved back. I personally saw that. So when that happened, you know, I obviously knew there wasn't a lot of concern over the setback, and then a generator was placed in there after that. I might add, I just saw the text amendment for the first time. I think it's more than 18 inches, the generator. I think it's more like 2 feet. I think it's at least 2 feet. But be that as it may, you know, we have a setback regulation here. I think it works. It's a beautiful community. I see no reason why it part of it is aesthetics to provide, you know, some space between these properties. 5 feet is not exactly a big space to begin with. I might also say that particular lot, John, when I bought my lot back in early 2000, I looked at that lot. That's one of the biggest lots around. It's bigger than most lots. It has a lot of billable square feet. I regret it has come to this. I regret that I have to be here today. The only thing I'll try to do is be a good neighbor. And I might also say Mr. Jones of Lake is a wonderful neighbor. He is the resident. I'm sure he doesn't even know about this, quite frankly, or he's only that has a you know, maybe just some knowledge of it. But I guarantee he would never approve of something like this. So I regret that I had to come here. It even has come to this point. You have an ordinance. He knew what it was. He's continually violated it. He's showed, you know, quite frankly, I don't think a lot of concern for the setback. You know, if he wanted to do this, it looks like to me he would have done this prior to putting it in in the setback. I mean, that seems like a logical thing to do. He just doesn't want to move it. He put it in there. He knew it was in there. He doesn't want to move it. So I don't know how else to say it. So, Mr. Chairman, I won't take any more of your time. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. It's a beautiful community, and as a concerned property owner, you know, setbacks do affect your property value. So it does. It affects me. Everybody else has a 5-foot setback. I want a 5-foot setback. That's all I ask. Nothing more, nothing less. So, does anybody have any questions? I'd be happy to.
Okay. Is it okay? Yeah. Feel free to ask questions.
Actually, I had a question actually for you.
Sure.
During the inspection, was in fact those air conditioning units moved up against the building, and are they in fact now moved back? You know?
I know that they were outside. They were in the setback originally, and I told them they had to move them back and got a survey, a final as-built survey showing them meeting the setbacks. And I do believe they were moved back out a little bit. I don't know how far into the setback.
It's the HVAC units, if I may interject, as they sit down and they move back out, they're not far into this. They're in the setback, but they're not 2 feet, 2.5 feet like the generator is. The generator's not close. If it's under my bedroom window, people say, well, generators don't come on very much. Well, they come on more than you think they do. Every time the light blinks, they come on. So it's noisy.
Is the generator in that light brown box?
It's a tan.
Tan.
Yes.
Okay.
Very visible from the street. It's right up at the corner.
Yeah, I'm with by it.
It's another issue too. It's up. There's plenty of room to put it behind the house. There was plenty of room to put the HVAC units behind the house where they wouldn't bother the neighbors. I talked to him about that during construction. He showed no interest in, unfortunately.
Just out of curious, why not? I mean, I don't. Why didn't he follow the rules if there was room to put them other places?
That's a real good question, Mr. Chairman. I obviously cannot answer that question, and I have wondered that. I might also add, too, that, and I think John, hopefully you will went back and looked at the first email on the generator. It was July 1st, 2014. I don't know. It's been a real source of frustration for me. Like I say, everybody in our neighborhood tries to be it's a great neighborhood. Everybody tries to be a good neighbor. This is real baffling to me. I can't answer that question.
I think the reason it was placed there was it's a path of least resistance, so it's the best place to put it in. As far as had large power source there with the HVAC units, and I believe there is a panel in that area also. Not saying that's why. I've asked him a number of times, why can't he just move it to the back? And his response was, well, is there anything else we can do? No, this is not the usual way that you go about doing a text amendment to the back. But it is a permissible way to try to get it changed.
I'm sorry, not to interrupt. I might just say, though, the power is there, but it goes all the way back to construction. When it was put up, before it was even completed, is why are you putting it? Do you realize it's right under my bedroom window? You know, you can put it around the HVAC units, everything. That was early in construction, so he had opportunity to move it. Yeah, I know that wouldn't be. I know you're a builder. That's not exactly easy, but there's not space on it.
It's valid. I don't disagree.
All right. Any further questions? All right. Thank you, and we'll open it for discussion now. Any discussions?
I'll start. In my personal opinion, I don't think generators should even be considered to be put in the setback. They're basically a luxury item. They're not required for the house. So I don't really think that we should. I wouldn't agree with generators. HVAC systems, if somebody wants to, you know, you got 50 by 100 lots. This lot happens to be bigger, but I do it every day. And if the house is too big on that lot and you can't put the HVAC system somewhere, make an outcome for it. Figure it out. It's never been a problem for me. And John's right, it would give relief to some homeowners and some builders, but bottom line is, you want to build 4,000 or 5,000 square foot or 4,000 square foot or 5,000 square foot lot, you're going to find a place for your HVAC system. The only thing I really don't have, I mean, I'm partial to having, I encourage rainwater harvesting, and I think that's one issue that should be considered. I don't even know if it has to be done in this text amendment, but I think, you know, a rain barrel on some of the side of some of the house that encroaches 18 inches into a setback, I don't think is an issue to me. I think it's a benefit to the environment. I think it's a good thing to recapture the rainwater. But as far as anything else, I don't see any point in changing an ordinance that works. It's been working for years.
Okay.
And to fix the problem between, you know, two neighbors and changing the text amendment that changes the whole town and allows everybody to encroach stuff into setbacks,
I agree with what's been said. I think what bothers me more is when I asked if they set them up for the inspection in one place, then they moved them back after the inspection. That's an intent to deceive. Okay, so you will see, you know, that and the generator. I don't see any need to change existing text.
I agree with Alan. You know, the rules are written and complied with. John works hard to drive the town to keep people in compliance and make the best of his job triples running around trying to keep it under control.
I agree with that one. It sets a bad precedent. Mr. Yelp took the time to show up. He had people to know, so.
And my comments, I agree with everything that's said. And in fact, I think the comment that he sent to you in the email really summarizes why we have to do these things. Because yeah, I agree with everything that's been said, but one of the key things is that, except maybe to raise your property value. So this is an admission that doing this decreases the property value by its own admission right there. So, you know, not only is it the issue that we talked about, but, you know, by his own admission, by his actions, decreased the neighbor's property values right here. So, all right, is there a motion? This actually is on the, I think it's formally on the agenda, isn't it? Yes, it is new business, so it's formally on the agenda. So we have to make a motion on it.
I make a motion that we agree to set back rules as they are currently printed in ordinances.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
There's some more specific wording that they should use.
Point of order. It's a recommendation to council.
You're reviewing and commenting. Council acts on it, and you'll need a consistency statement.
What you're saying, you're recommending to council that they reject the request for a text amendment, section 19, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we actually, this isn't the recommendation of council because it's not going to council.
Under the code, council is the final authority on it.
It is, but if we turn it down, don't they have to make a separate petition to the council?
Not that I'm aware of. I think it's...
I mean, anytime anybody walks in here and then recommends a code change,
I double-checked the code today. PZC reviews and comments town council.
It submitted to the town clerk.
That's true, but...
It wasn't submitted to PNC.
It's a text amendment that came in the door. And the procedure...
Yes, it still goes to town council.
Okay, all right.
It's right on the front of the application.
Is it? Okay, all right. So this is a formal application then, so you want to modify your specific...
I make a motion that we recommend to council not to accept the proposed ordinance change.
Okay. Is there a second? Is that okay?
Well done.
Okay. Second. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay. Member items.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. You still need to do a consistency statement.
Even for that, we need to do a consistency statement?
Chapter 168.383.
Okay. We need a consistency statement then.
I'll email it to you. Okay. I don't have one. Don't have one on me.
I mean, I assume it is a relatively straightforward consistency statement. That we need to do. Is it?
It's the one you do all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what you're charged with is finding whether it's consistent or inconsistent with the town's comprehensive plan.
Right. And obviously this is consistent, our recommendation. So is it okay with the council that that be sent to me rather than us making a motion on it and I can go ahead and sign it?
One of the catch-alls that would allow you to make a finding in open session is that zoning regulations promote the appropriate use of land, stabilize property values, provide for public health, safety, and welfare.
Okay, I like that. I make that motion. Okay. For the consistency statement. Is there a second to that motion for the language of the consistency statement? Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so that will be our consistency statement. If you need me to sign it, I'll go ahead and sign it. Member items. Does anybody have any additional items? Looks like Joe's leaning forward, like you're expecting to say something here. This may set a record.
No? No, we've had show.
All right, we've had. All right, hearing no member items, is there a motion to adjourn? Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you plan to be here on the council meeting to talk about this?
When is the council meeting?
Next year.
No,
I can't be here next Tuesday. Third Tuesday. Did you want to add this on the agenda for next Tuesday?
No.
Next month?
Okay. 15th.
Yeah, and in fact, they may be here presented too, so I can't make it next Tuesday. That Tuesday, can Joe as the vice chair? All right. The only thing is we do have this discussion of manufactured housing and the container houses. I would like to have that put on next month's agenda.
When is it?
As an item to discuss. John, real quick, we're going to put the this container housing on for discussion next month.
Oh, great. Okay, that's a great idea.
Okay, any further discussion, member items or anything? All right, is there a motion to adjourn? Second. Bill said to have the second. All in favor, say aye.
Yep.
Aye. All right.